girl that was afraid to go horseback riding. She was afraid of a lot of things. But there again, when you talk to her, the family was very protective, and she worried all the way there about the horseback riding. I think that was some of you were here. And then she started to cry. But fortunately, the lady that owned the horses had known me and knew enough about the blindness and what the program was about. So she took her instead of having one of her workers take her on the horse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember that, just her getting off and saying, "That wasn't so bad, I did it." And she went again. I mean, just having the buddy program where somebody can explain, I think they get that. It's a little, I don't want to say slower pace, but a more of explained. A lot of times, I know it happened to me at growing up. They would take you and put you on the horse, and that was it. This one wanted you to check out the animal first, mm-hmm. and answer questions. Then you can get on the horse, and then we'll take it slow, and then, you know, you get off. It's more of a things that everybody else can glance out there and see and watch it happen. And if you're blind, someone has to give you a little bit more of a explanation, a description, and show you. And I think that may have been what did the breakthrough for her. Because after that, I remember she wanted to pet the other animals. She was much more curious about reaching out and, you know, exploring, getting her to go outside that comfort zone, which for a lot of these kids is a big challenge, because everybody's told them no, or they don't know. They go to school, they bring them home, or they say they put them in activities, but the more you talk to the kid, "I'm involved in it, so what are you doing?" "Well, I'm there." Same with you. I see some of these kids with their math skills. People just tell them they can't do math because they're blind. No, it's because your teacher does not know how or is not creative enough to figure out how to show you with the same principle. So that would be the thing. I think that's the benefit of the buddy program. Mm-hmm. Several things, but just getting their confidence, getting the seed planted. And then, of course, reaching out to the parents, which is really tough because sometimes the parents, some parents are very open, some are not. They brought them here. They'll pick them up. And, you know, you try to give them all the information you can, and you provide a seminar at the end, but if they don't show up for it, I mean, you can't make them come. So I think just getting that, the confidence up there, and probably the most you'll see is their social skills and travel skills improve with their confidence. Like, the rock climbing was a big thing. All these kids, I can say, come back from there like, "Wow, I did it." That, and, you know, and ordering food. It's amazing how many kids have never been allowed to order their own food before, even at a McDonald's. They're like, "You gotta let us, and here's your amount, that's what you get. But you tell the guy, you talk to the customer, so I'm not doing it for you." Asking for shopper's assistance, and knowing that it's okay to ask questions and make your own choices. A lot of them are told. I can see that in the teens sometimes. They come in and sit there like, "Well, what can I have?" "I don't know. You tell. I'll give you a price to pick now." So that's a lot of it. But I can see a difference in the buddy program. I'm thinking of the one that's in prep now. She's like kind of her third year of it. She was in the buddy program for several years, but man, don't tell her no. She's definitely got it planted in her. She wants to go on to be some science. But that all started, you know, kind of like the dream was there, and now she's got the belief, and so she's going on to all these other programs to do that.